The coronavirus pandemic has upended just about every business in America, including the budding marijuana industry, which has gone from illegal to being considered essential in many places. Joining us now is Jeremy Burke, who covers the cannabis industry for Business Insider. Hi, Jeremy.
Hey, Jeremy. Always good to talk to another Jeremy.
Absolutely. It doesn't happen very often. So in most of the states where marijuana is legal for adult use or for medical use, the dispensaries have been deemed essential businesses during this pandemic. How have the sales been so far during the pandemic?
I mean, as you would expect, sales have been really strong over the course of this pandemic. I think April was one of California's best months ever. They sold about $250 million worth of cannabis. So, you know, as you could expect, cannabis probably makes quarantine, makes Netflix binges a little bit more fun, and people have been buying lots and lots of product.
And have the dispensaries had to change the way they operate? Have they been doing curbside pickup or home delivery rather than in-store purchases?
They have, yeah. So delivery services were always a thing. I mean, in legal states like California, there's companies like Ease that have a pretty good monopoly, or did have a pretty good monopoly on the delivery network. But also, you know, companies have been able to open curbside pickup, things like drive-through windows. So they're operating. They're trying to obviously minimize human contact, but they're definitely operating, definitely trying to stay open.
And what are they doing about the money that has to be spent to buy the marijuana? Because it's typically a cash business because of banking regulations. Has that changed as a result? Because a lot of places don't want to take cash right now.
That's been a difficult question. There are dispensaries that do take debit cards. There's a certain fee on those transactions. Other ones use things like Cash App or Venmo or any sort of third-party processing. So there are ways to get around that, but you hit the nail on the head. I mean, that's a big problem, at least for most people that want to purchase it. Cash is one of the, you know, best ways to transmit germs, and that's a difficult problem to get around.
Now, when it comes to a federal solution, marijuana remains illegal under federal law, the use of it. So that means that no one in the industry, dispensaries or growers, can get any federal relief as other businesses have. How has that affected the cannabis industry?
It's a really big problem, not only for the businesses themselves, but think about the workers. So there's really high unemployment, and a lot of workers cannot file for bankruptcy. So they can't refinance their mortgage, get help with medical debt, and things that any other workers in any other industry can get access to. There's been a couple court cases that have tried to figure out this problem, and they've sort of been shut down. I mean, the conflict between state and federal law remains, and there's no easy way around that. On top of that, for companies, you know, let's say you are a smaller startup, you have one dispensary. If you had to close that store for any amount of time, I mean, you know, retail is a tight margin business and they're locked out of Small Business Administration loans. So they're not really eligible for much of the bailout help.
Have they seen a lot of job losses as a result?
They have seen a lot of job losses. The industry has been a little bit more adept at maneuvering that because they've been deemed essential. But still, I mean, there's a lot of unemployment in the industry. A lot of things like growers who, you know, it's part-time labor, sometimes it's migrant labor, they have struggled to staff those facilities. You know, retail employees, dispensaries have had to sort of pare back. And not only that, I mean, it's corporate offices too, right? You know, when expenses get tight, people get cut. So there has been a lot of layoffs in the cannabis industry, but compared to other industries, they've been doing okay in that front.
What's been going on with the efforts to legalize weed in states where it is not yet legal? Has the whole pandemic and all the changes that have happened affected the push in some places?
Yeah, so let's take New York for an example. You know, Governor Cuomo begrudgingly, I guess, supported marijuana legalization. And you know, the House has been trying, New York State House, I should say, has been trying to get it done for the past two legislative sessions. That has been harder to get done than I think many of them expected. It's not quite as easy as just changing a bill and saying, okay, now it's legal. You have to figure out, you know, where the tax revenue goes, how the licensing structure works, how to ensure that equity applicants, that minority groups get preferential access to what is hoped to be an economic boon. So that has all been shelved with the coronavirus pandemic. Complicated legislation like cannabis legalization is really hard to do when you are battling a pandemic and trying to get people, you know, essential healthcare.
Although you would think that given the tax revenue possibilities from something like cannabis sales, especially when you've got states that are really worried about their budgets in the coming year, that that would help convince maybe some lawmakers who might be on the fence.
It's true. It's definitely true. I mean, that I've seen that argument out there, and that's true that it can help sort of pave over budget shortfalls. That being said, you know, it's a long way from legalizing cannabis to creating a recreational market to actually getting that tax revenue.
Let me just finally ask you, as somebody who covers the industry, what did you think about the fact that this industry that until recently in a lot of places was not even legal, all of a sudden gets declared an essential business during the pandemic?
It's a really, really surprising thing to me that cannabis, which was once demonized by law enforcement and demonized by a lot of society, became an essential business. It's quite a revolutionary shift in people's mindsets and, you know, I think the country's viewpoint on an issue. It's pretty unlike a lot of issues we've seen. I mean, just think about the recent Supreme Court ruling. I think gay marriage is one of the few issues where we've seen such a rapid shift in public perception like cannabis. But, you know, it's really hard to predict, right? Like in 2010, you would have never thought we'd be in a pandemic, never thought we'd be in a pandemic where one of the few activities you can do outside your home is go buy legal cannabis.
That is Jeremy Burke, who covers the cannabis industry for Business Insider. Jeremy, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you, Jeremy.